Big Brothers and Big Sisters is urging anyone who's ever thought about mentoring a child to seriously consider doing so today. If you've been thinking about volunteering, now's the time, urges Amy Noradine, Regional Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters. There are currently over 30 children waiting for mentors in Moose Jaw alone, and over 100 in the region, which also includes Regina and Weyburn. It's a pretty big number in Moose Jaw for a small city, and we know that kids need us now more than ever, Noradine said. They need those positive supports and some fun in their lives more than ever. Noradine feels that potential mentors may hesitate to apply because they feel they're not qualified for the job, however she stresses that no formal education is required. What you need to do is create a friendship with a child and be a positive support, someone that's cheering them on and wanting to hang out with them. There doesn't need to be any special skills whatsoever to be able to do that, she said. The pandemic has certainly presented some major challenges, but the organization hasn't let it stop them from doing what they do, switching their entire process over to a virtual environment. We're pretty proud of the work we were able to do to keep kids connected with their mentors through the pandemic, Noradine said. We were able to keep kids connected, we were able to make new matches, screen and train new volunteers and families, and we made sure that all of the existing matches had access to the technology needed to stay connected. With restrictions lifting across the province, mentors and mentees are now beginning to get together in person again, though some meetings are still happening virtually depending on individuals' comfort levels. Mentors are expected to dedicate about 2 hours once a week for at least a year. However, Noradine stresses that the most important factors in any good match are consistency and communication. Life happens, things get in the way, work schedules vary, so if that looks like it's going to be every 2 weeks instead of every week, that's great. Just communicate that and that'll be okay, Noradine said. It is a small time commitment that has a big impact. She understands that the pandemic has been stressful for everyone, but would like to point out that Big Brothers Big Sisters can reduce stress and make a positive impact not just on the mentee but on the mentor as well. The best part of it is that you get to be a kid again, Noradine said. You get to go to the movies or go to activities and events and see the world from a child's perspective and really just focus on fun, and maybe that's something that's missing from our lives as well. Understanding the potential awkwardness of matching two people with nothing in common, Big Brothers Big Sisters put a lot of effort into matching mentors and mentees with similar interests, whether that be biking, hiking, video games, sports, books, music, cooking, or simply trying new things together. We're really intentional about our matching process so that we can be sure it's a strong match that has great potential, Noradine said. Big Brothers Big Sisters are also seeking mentors for the in-school mentoring program, for anyone willing to dedicate 1 hour per week to mentoring a child in a school environment. However, this will be a virtual mentoring program for the foreseeable future due to COVID-related school regulations. To register to be a mentor or to make a donation, go to their website or call the office at 306-513-8925.